From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. House Speaker John Boehner has abruptly resigned from Congress. NPR's Susan Davis reports the Republican lawmaker from Ohio says the ongoing battle with the far-right faction of his party was bad for Congress and for the American people.
He walked into the news conference singing.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Boehner was the only person on Capitol Hill who was not stunned by the news that he'll resign at the end of October. He acknowledged he was facing a brewing revolt from his most conservative members.
It's become clear to me that this prolonged leadership turmoil would do irreparable harm to the institution.
Boehner said he had already planned to resign at the end of the year. But after the visit from Pope Francis, he reconsidered the timeline. Boehner said he woke up, prayed, had breakfast, and decided today was the day. Susan Davis, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama called Boehner a patriot and a man of his word. He said he hopes the next speaker will be able to work through political differences without subjecting the country to a government shutdown. President Obama is hosting Chinese leader Xi Jinping against the backdrop of a formal welcome ceremony at the White House. Both leaders addressed some of the most contentious issues dividing them. On human rights, for example, President Xi made this pledge, as heard here through an interpreter.
China stands ready to, in the spirit of equality and mutual respect, conduct human rights dialogue with the United States, expand consensus, reduce differences, learn from each other, and progress together.
The ongoing corruption investigation of soccer's international governing body now is targeting that organization's top official. NPR's Tom Goldman says Swiss prosecutors are investigating FIFA president Sepp Blatter for possible criminal mismanagement and misappropriation of funds.
The Swiss Attorney General's office says Sepp Blatter okayed the sale of lucrative World Cup TV rights at a lower than normal price to a regional soccer official who then allegedly resold the rights at a much higher price. Blatter allegedly also made a payment a few years ago to the head of European soccer for work reportedly done a decade earlier. A few months after the payment, Blatter was re-elected as FIFA president.
NPR's Tom Goldman. Cheers rang out for Pope Francis as he arrived at Ground Zero this afternoon to pay respects to the victims of 9/11. He later addressed hundreds of delegates from various religions at an interfaith service. Earlier at the UN, the Pope appealed to international leaders to take the environment seriously, abandon wars waged in the name of God, and to respect the sanctity of life. The Pope is due to lead Mass tonight at Madison Square Garden. This is NPR News. After a marathon board meeting at its headquarters in Wolfsburg, Germany, Volkswagen has named the head of its Porsche division, Matthias Müller, to be VW's new CEO. NPR's John Itzi reports managing the fallout from the company's emission testing scandal got tougher today, with new allegations about cheating on cars VW sold in Germany.
Germany's transport minister says VW rigged emissions tests on 2.8 million cars it sold there, using the same software that falsified emissions data on 500,000 U.S. autos. The company's new CEO said under his leadership, VW would now strive to implement the strictest compliance and governance standards in the industry. Meanwhile, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is telling automakers it is stepping up its emissions monitoring program by improving its ability to detect software that reduces emissions during testing. John Itzi, NPR News, Washington.
The NAACP is requesting a special prosecutor in Delaware to investigate Wednesday's fatal shooting of a wheelchair-bound black man by Wilmington police. Authorities say officers had responded to a 911 call about a man who had shot himself and was still armed. The chief of police says officers opened fire on 28-year-old Jeremy McDowell as he began to remove a gun from his waist. He apparently had been told to show his hands and put his weapon down. Critics point to video that they say shows the man's hands appeared empty when he was shot. Dow is up more than 100 points before the close. This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.